misunderstood, unseen and unheard. Now it's our turn. Cranial grip talk is meant. We bitter in the fact.
Hey y'all, I'm Aisha Adams and welcome to Nappy Thoughts. Today we'll be discussing the injustice in and around the cash bailout system. In America, if we are innocent until proven guilty, why is it when people are accused of a crime, they are forced to buy their freedom and serve jail time even before being convicted of that crime? So for those of you who are unfamiliar with the cash bailout system, cash bail is a money requested by a judge or magistrate to be paid as a deposit for the release of a person who's been arrested. If that person can afford to pay the amount set, the Department of Finance holds this money as a guarantee that the defendant will return to court for their trial. If a defendant cannot afford the amount they set, they go into pretrial detention, better known as jail, if it's a misdemeanor, and perhaps even prison if it is a felony. Here's why the cash bail system is a problem. The cash bail system plays a major role in mass incarceration. According to USA Today, more than 400,000 people are in local jails and have not even been convicted of a crime. They simply can't afford to purchase their innocence. According to the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics, in North Carolina, 86% of people in local jails have not been convicted of a crime. I think it's important to note that only about 6% of arrestees every year ultimately get sentenced to state prison for harsher crimes. The director of the Campaign of Smart Justice, ACLU, says we cannot end mass incarceration without ending money bail. In June, singer-songwriter John Legend and Rashad Robinson penned a piece for CNN.com. His research showed that people of color are assigned higher bails than other people who commit the same crimes. Cash bail is big business. The courts aren't the only ones who are benefiting. According to the ACLU Campaign for Smart Justice, less than 10 companies are responsible for a significant majority of the $14 billion in bonds posted by for-profit bail companies each year. The industry collects around $2 billion a year in profits. These companies require an upfront, non-refundable fee of 10% to pay bail. Yet oftentimes, families cannot afford this fee and end up paying through installment plans with higher interest rates, trapping them into years of debt. According to a staff attorney at the ACLU, judges actually have four options, but typically go for that pretrial process option. The first option is to have a person released on their own recognizance. This is a written promise signed by the defendant promising they will show up for court appearances and not engage in illegal activity while out. The second is an unsecured bond. Now, we saw an unsecured bond with Officer Hickman, the former police officer who is being charged in the Johnny Rush case, was released on a $10,000 unsecured bond. This is a written agreement to be liable for a fixed sum of money if he or she does not appear as required or fails to comply with the conditions of the bail bond. No money or form of security is deposited. While the third option that a judge has is to release the individual to a family member or organization. This sounds just like it is. Maybe that person is checking into a rehabilitation center. The fourth option is the pretrial process, which requires cash bail, which we have determined sucks. In terms of solutions, courageous advocates and activists are discussing reform. For a transcript of what you've heard today and a link to references, check it out on www.nappythoughts.com. Until next time, peace.
You're misunderstood. Unheard. Now it's our turn. Cranial grip talk.
matter if the facts